WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
It's 5 o'clock, and this is Monday, June 18th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
I'm Patrick Lavery, and for Eric Scott this morning, tragedy in Trenton. We have the latest on the weekend shooting at an all-night art show. Democrat lawmakers try to get to the bottom of why children of immigrants are being separated from their parents. How many old casino jobs could New Jersey's two new casinos restore? And we have some disturbing news about sea level rise in the Garden State. In sports, Brooks Koepka wins his second straight U.S. Open, one over par for the tournament. Mets and Phillies win Sunday. Yankees lose on Old Timers Day. Odell Beckham Jr. says he won't hold out. He'll be at Giants training camp. The details are coming up. Now New Jersey's First Weather, a hot forecast with meteorologist Dan Zara.
That's right, Patrick. Heat and humidity surging today. We have a heat advisory in effect for all but coastal and southern New Jersey, with high temperatures reaching the lower to mid-90s. The heat index, or feels-like temperature, expected to peak near 100 degrees this afternoon. Common sense goes a long way here. Dress for the weather, take frequent breaks, and stay hydrated. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds along with the heat and humidity. A couple of thunderstorms possible late this afternoon, especially to the north and west. We stay steamy tonight, mid-70s, around a shower is possible through early tomorrow morning, then getting much less humid and a little bit cooler tomorrow, mid to upper 80s with partly sunny skies. Right now, Wildwood 72, Passaic 71, Jackson 66.
Time on New Jersey's First News 501. And topping our news this hour, was it a gang dispute that sullied an art and music festival in the heart of Trenton early Sunday? One suspect dead, shot by police, two others in custody, 22 people injured, 17 from gunfire itself. Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofre says the mood inside the Roebling Wireworks building had been changing.
The investigations revealed that the shooting appears to be related to several gangs having neighborhood gangs from here in the city of Trenton having a dispute at the venue.
32-year-old Tahaj Wells, the suspect gunned down by police, had just been paroled in February. We have an eyewitness account from Ed Fortune, the NJ Weedman, as to how that played out at NJ1015.com. Others at the venue holding the 2018 edition of Art All Night Trenton weren't sure what happened.
All of a sudden, my brother goes to me, goes, "Oh, you hear them gunfire?" I go, "Sounds like fireworks." He goes, "No, that's gunfire." And next thing you know, we turn around and everybody's running down the street. All hell broke loose.
Next half hour, reaction from Governor Murphy on the revelation that one of the weapons found at the scene had an extended capacity magazine, and what to do to stem the tide of gun and gang violence in the major cities of the Garden State. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. As you just heard Dan say, a heat advisory in effect for all but coastal and southern New Jersey from midday through 8 p.m. on this Monday. Heat index, the feels-like temperature, expected to peak near 100 degrees this afternoon. Dress for the weather, take frequent breaks, and stay hydrated. Hot and humid today. Some patchy morning fog, then clearing to sun and clouds for your Monday. Few thunderstorms possible late this afternoon, especially in the northwest corner of the state. Highs in the lower to mid-90s. Again, the feels-like temperature going to be near 180s, though, along the coast. Complete details on the forecast straight ahead. Dan will have an extended look at that in about 10 minutes. And coming up in our next news segment, why are children of illegal immigrants being separated at the border? Jersey Democrats take on the Trump administration. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News coming up on 5:07. Meteorologist Dan Zauer rejoins us in about 7 minutes with a look at your commuter weather. Heat index going to feel near 100 today. Big heat. We are getting reports this morning of Jersey school districts planning to close early today already because of the heat. Heat advisory and air quality alerts both in effect, as you heard Dan say at the top of the show. If you're in charge of a district and you're not on our school closing list, get on it this morning at NJ1015.com. Democratic lawmakers visited a detention facility in Elizabeth Sunday to talk to asylum seekers separated from their families. The Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy is separating children of immigrants who cross the border illegally, housing them in temporary facilities. Congressman Albio Ceres.
That's not what we are in America. When we take people, they don't even have a procedure in place to follow up on the kids.
The Democratic lawmakers attempted to enter the facility for an hour and were eventually allowed inside. Congressman Gerald Nadler, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, says he's introducing a bill this week that would prevent the separation of immigrant children from their parents. At least five people killed, several others hurt Sunday when an SUV carrying over a dozen people in a suspected smuggling event crashes in South Texas. The vehicle, authorities say, was trying to flee Border Patrol agents, going 100 plus miles an hour. Some say they never expected to be working in a casino again, but over half of them might. When the Hard Rock and Ocean Resort casinos open at the end of the month, estimates say more than 6,000 of the 11,000 jobs lost in AC's casino closures will be restored. A new study finds sea levels are rising faster than many thought, and the impact on Jersey coastal communities will be dramatic and, in some cases, catastrophic.
Rachel Cletus of the Union of Concerned Scientists says the report finds while all coastal areas in America will face flooding problems in the decades to come, Jersey will be especially hard hit.
By 2045, more than 62,000 of today's residential properties, which are currently home to about 80,000 people, are at risk of chronic inundation.
She adds what's very distressing is,
for the most part, communities seem unaware of this looming financial threat that they face.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Live music a nuisance? Ridgewood says that is not the intent of their new ordinance, adding live bands to the village's list of what's restricted after 11 p.m. Rather, they call it a preemptive strike against neighbors who would call to have the music shut down at any hour. It was taken out of context, but if I had to do it all over again, I guess I wouldn't equate the idea of diversity with a pile of, well, excrement. The latest from Republican Seth Grossman running for the House in South Jersey. He was caught on video making those comments. Smoking at the beach? Forget about it. A new Fairleigh Dickinson University poll shows an overwhelming number of New Jerseyans oppose smoking and vaping on the state's public beaches. Poll director Krista Jenkins.
75% support a ban on smoking and vaping on public beaches.
A bill was passed earlier this month by the legislature that would ban beach smoking, but it remains on Governor Murphy's desk for his consideration. Time on New Jersey's First News 509. A judge was right, says the state Supreme Court, in denying a defense attorney's request to have officers testify at the detention hearing of Leo Pinkston. He's the man, you'll remember, accused of leading police on a chase that culminated in a fiery crash in Jersey City. A six-vehicle pileup on I-75 in a town southwest of Detroit, Michigan, has claimed the lives of a 61-year-old New Jersey man and his 20-year-old son. This happened late Friday night. The highway was closed in both directions for 6 hours after the crash. When you graduated high school, did you have any idea how to manage a checking account or how to start saving for retirement? It's not too late for your kids to get a jump start on financial literacy. There's a free program looking for more kids in New Jersey to come aboard.
Aiming to craft a future generation of financially literate adults, MoneySkill has already racked up more than 38,000 student users in New Jersey. Tim Stanley with the American Financial Services Association Education Foundation says there are 37 different areas of content.
One for using a checking account, one for renting a home, one for food and clothing expense, one for credit cards.
And all for free. Stanley says the age they're targeting is the middle school range. You can try a demo at moneyskill.org. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Police say it was a drug overdose that was to blame for the death of a man whose body was found under the boardwalk in Belmar. He was found Saturday morning in the area where 9th Avenue meets the beach. Authorities continue to investigate. And in the Delaware Bay off Lower Township, the body of a missing man is discovered by kayakers. The deceased identified as 71-year-old Christopher Heisey Sr. Some of his belongings were found on a nearby beach. Police do not suspect trauma or foul play. Time on New Jersey's First News coming up on 5:12. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says there's a heat advisory in effect for all but coastal and southern New Jersey from midday through 8 o'clock tonight. The heat index, or the feels-like temperature, expected to peak near 100 degrees this afternoon. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 514. Meteorologist Dan Zauer rejoins us with an extended look at what's going to start out today as a very warm forecast, Dan.
Yeah, and I'm calling it hot and humid, too. Just looked at the climate records. This will be our fifth 90-degree day of the year, including yesterday, of course. And we are talking about the potential for dangerous heat here. So a heat advisory in effect for all but coastal and southern New Jersey from 11 or 12 o'clock today through about 8 o'clock this evening. That means the heat index, or feels like temperature will come close to 100 degrees. You have to use common sense in weather like this. Dress for the weather, take frequent breaks, and stay hydrated. We've got some patchy fog out there this morning, nothing too thick, and then a mix of sun and clouds for today. A few thunderstorms may pop up late this afternoon, but that's the only relief you get. Lower to mid-90s on the thermometer, 80s along the coast. It is going to be really steamy tonight. Lows only fall to the mid-70s, with a round of showers possible between midnight tonight and early tomorrow morning. Then getting much less humid tomorrow as our cold front moves through. We'll get a little bit cooler, but still mid to upper 80s with partly sunny skies. Tomorrow could be a decent summer-like day if we lose the humidity. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, highs in the lower 80s. Chance for rain comes along late day Wednesday into Wednesday night. Weather made possible by Kia. Hurry in during the Kia America's Best Value Summer event. Visit your local Kia dealer or KiaDealers.com to learn more. New Jersey First News Time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. Tragedy in Trenton. We have the latest on the weekend shooting at an all-night art show. Democrat lawmakers try to get to the bottom of why children of immigrants are being separated from their parents. In sports, Brooks Koepka wins his second straight U.S. Open, one over par for the tournament. Mets and Phillies win Sunday. Yankees lose on Old Timers Day. Odell Beckham Jr. says he won't hold out. He'll be at Giants training camp. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
I feel like it pertains to me more than a lot of other stations.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:18. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. It's going to be a hot one at school today. Actually, we have a few early dismissals posted at NJ1015.com. Heat advisory in effect. It's pretty sticky this morning. It's going to be hot and humid this afternoon. Sun and clouds, a couple of thunderstorms later on. Most highs reaching into the lower to mid-90s today. It'll feel closer to 100 degrees. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on this Monday morning. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Heat advisory in effect for all but coastal and southern New Jersey from midday through 8 o'clock tonight. The heat index getting near 100 degrees. That's the feels-like temperature. Crews are searching a Willingboro lake for a man who went missing. The body of water is along Route 130 near Bridgeboro Road. The man was reported missing around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. The search was called off for the night around 9 o'clock. A boat catches fire near the Great Egg Inlet and prompts the Coast Guard to rescue six people on board the vessel. Injuries, if any, were not reported to be major. The boat was extinguished and towed. All of its occupants delivered safely to a local marina. Melanoma is the deadliest form of skin cancer. 2,500 people a year in New Jersey are diagnosed with it, and 250,000 die every year in the state. Dr. Arnold Baskey is with the American Cancer Society, says while these numbers are alarming, there is a lot we can do to protect ourselves.
Avoid the midday sun, wear a hat, wear clothes that are sun protective, and try to reapply that sunscreen frequently and make sure that it's a high quality type of sunscreen that has on the label UVA and UVB protection.
He says melanoma is most common among the very young and the very old. When you go for your annual physical, have a doctor check out your skin and any moles that appear raised or changed. We have a new Miss New Jersey for 2018, Jamie Gialloretto of Woolwich Township. She'll represent the Garden State in the Miss America pageant in September. Her platform is food allergy awareness, and for the record, she likes competing in the swimsuit portion. Atlantic City Police and members of the Atlantic County law enforcement community joined together on Tuesday, June 26th, for a walk through town with local residents.
AC Police Spokesman Sergeant Kevin Fair says of the community walks that it is their way of engaging local residents for everyone's benefit.
As we're walking, obviously, you know, we're talking with the community. Police and community are together.
The June 26th event will step off at Stanley Holmes Village in the city, a location with a troubled crime past, according to Sergeant Fair.
We hope we can get as many community members out as possible.
Members of the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office and the city administration will also take part in the walk, the first of several this spring and summer. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Still one of the most famous buildings in the city of Boston, a meeting place for colonists before and during the American Revolution. There's controversy now as to whether Faneuil Hall should be renamed. Its namesake was a slave owner who paid for the building. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week we profile those that make Jersey a great place to live. About 30% of people in Asbury Park are below the poverty line. Resident Lisa Marie Cramp wants to help by giving them beach access with a GoFundMe that's more than doubled its initial goal.
I just think it's a nice way to give families, teens, and children, you know, with a lower income, a chance to enjoy the beach like everybody else can.
Those who can't afford day badges often head to the beach when lifeguards go home, presenting potential life-threatening situations. And Cramp says making the beach affordable will keep kids out of harm's way on the street. Got more good news about New Jersey? Let us know at NJ1015.com. 525 on New Jersey's First News, meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Got to watch out for a heat advisory today. Dan will be back at the bottom of the hour. Also coming up at 5:30, Governor Murphy's reaction to the tragedy at the Art All Night Festival in Trenton. Business news is next.
All Jersey, all the time.
This radio station's the only thing that's keeping me in New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:28 on New Jersey's First News as we check business. Asian shares were mostly lower Monday amid worries about trade tensions as the U.S. and China both started putting tariffs in motion. China and Hong Kong markets were closed for a national holiday. The tariffs slapped on one another by the world's two biggest economies are set to take effect from July 6th. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 25% tariff on up to $50 billion in Chinese imports. China is retaliating by raising import duties on $34 billion worth of American goods, including soybeans, electric cars, and whiskey. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk. Digital content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Our managing editor is Lou Hockman, with programming support from Ann Gress.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.